I'm hoping that we have got Calvin, if Calvin is still on the line with us. I had given such a fantastic introduction to Calvin Davis. I don't know if I can repeat it, but needless to say, Calvin Davis joins us now. Me tuku mihi, kia koe. Calvin, thanks very much for joining us this morning on Reo Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora koe, tēnā koe.
So firstly, the Prime Minister, the Leader of Labour, contracted COVID, very unfortunate timing, but he's still able to make some of the kōrero with media via Zoom. How much of an impact is it going to make on the overall campaigning at this time for Labour?
Oh, look, we just have to get on with it. He's still able to do media, as you say, via the place that he is isolating from. I think it's the best thing to do so that he doesn't spread COVID around. You know, we've still got to be really careful of contracting COVID, and it's just a timely reminder that it's still there lurking in the background. But, you know, he probably has even more reach by doing a whole heap of social media things. But there's nothing like getting out and about and talking to people face to face, shaking hands, meeting them, and I guess COVID is one of the sort of outcomes of doing that. With a lot of people, there's always bound to be somebody who's got it, and obviously he's picked it up.
You know, I just want to pick up the point on going out and about and around the trip. It's not just during election time every 3 years that, you know, the Prime Minister, even the leaders of the two main parties get out and about in the electorate. I mean, they are out there every week going out to smaller communities, organisations. It's not just every 3 years, is it? Particularly for, you know, previously Jacinda and for Chris Hipkins now. They have been out and about, you know, every week.
It's part of the job, meeting people, and, you know, if we're not out and about meeting people out in the community, then we have groups coming in to meet us in Wellington when we're down there. You know, it's just something that we all have to look out for. There is a candidates debate this evening in Otiria in Moirua, for example. There will be a number of candidates vying for both Taitokoro and the Northland electorates, and there'll be a crowd of people there. So it's, you know, it's just really something that we have to learn to live with, not let it rule our lives, but just be aware that it's still a possibility. But the big thing is that we want to get out and spread our message about, you know, the cuts that will come under a potential national government, the impacts on the Te Tiriti or Waitangi, if ACT is anywhere there. You know, we want to highlight all of those things so that people know what's at stake and what could be lost if Labor does not form part of the government at the end of next week.
This election, every election, is important, vitally important for Māori. Whether they're in the Māori electorates or on the general roll, every election is important. But there does seem to be more at stake for Māori this election.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we're really proud of our record, our track record for Māoridom over the last 6 years. There's been a number of initiatives around through Te Ara Whiti working in partnership with Māoridom. You know, the ACT Party says that they want to do away with Te Ara Whiti. They want to do away with Te Puni Kōkiri. They've made a referendum on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, bottom line. Now, if Te Tiriti o Waitangi goes or changes and they have the opportunity to remove references to Te Tiriti from any legislation, then there's no obligation on future governments to actually address Māori issues and to have targeted Māori solutions, because ACT says that Māori will just be like any other stakeholder group in the community, any other ethnicity, and they're just forgetting that Te Tiriti o Waitangi did have not just kāwanatanga aspirations, but rangatiratanga aspirations, and those rangatiratanga aspirations will just go right out the window. And look, we just can't really allow that to happen. I think there'll be a heck of an uproar if Te Tiriti is fiddled with in any way by an ACT-led national government.
And so with that in mind, with that, What is the mood like then amongst our voters? Shane Jones says that, you know, that everyone's happy and everyone's going to go out to the polls and everyone's going to vote. That's not what we're feeling. Via the O Irirangi O Wātea, there's a little bit of disconnection for a number of reasons. What's your sense and your perspective in your rohe?
Yeah, I think Māoridom sort of haven't really grasped exactly what is at stake, and I sense a bit of apathy. And I think our people feel that their voters powerless. Now, if every Māori voter, and there's about 500, you know, about 800,000 Māori of whom maybe 500,000 are able to vote, that is a huge voice. That is a big block. You know, we can protect Te Tiriti o Waitangi if they all got out and you know, party voted for those parties that have pledged to protect Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So, you know, there's a massive voice there, a massive Māori voice, and we've just got to exercise it.
Thank you so very much for joining us, Calvin. Sorry about that little technical hiccup, all on me. So, me tukumihi kia koe. Thanks so very much for joining us.
Hi, kia ora, Claudia.
2 minutes past 8 here on Te Reo Irirangi O Wātea. Here's the news.